Welcome to Real Good with Sarah Luke. I am your host, Sarah Luke, and I am with a super special, maybe one of the most special souls on the planet. I'm with a very dear friend today, Lindsay Costa.
Hey, Real Good podcast listeners. I'm so happy to be here today.
Y'all, me and Lindsay have a great, wonderful, awesome history. And today, we're going to dive into that history, but today we are talking about spirituality. This is a really... normally, you know, I have my bullet points, I have my outline and all that, but today this is a very relaxed, like, structure for the episode. We're just, like, speaking from the heart. We're just kind of like...
Yeah, we're like two old friends, like those good friends catching up.
Yes, this is a catch up. Yeah.
Yeah, catching up and like, where have we gone on our journey spiritually? Like, where are we today?
Yes.
Where did we come from?
And so, yeah, spirituality is a huge thing in both of our lives. And I was always going to get to the topic, but I knew when I was coming home and I would see Lindsay and I was like, oh, I gotta talk. It's time. Like, let's do that. Cause I'm just like, I need to do an episode and it hasn't been working out. Like, you know, I've just been like, I need to record. And like, it hasn't worked out yet, but like, it's working out today. And
today is the day.
So just give a little background. Me and Lindsay met middle school age is when we met, but we became friends, started becoming friends late high school, but college is when we really like formed an individual friendship. We were in the same youth group at church and
college. Good Shepherd.
Yeah, Good Shepherd Episcopal. And then college is when we went off to college, and then when Lindsay went away to college,
different colleges.
Yeah, though. Different colleges. I think that's when we formed an individual friendship and relationship.
Yeah, around like music, Beatles, and music festivals, and just fun times.
You just like even saying that is bringing back memories, and it makes me so happy. Just thinking about like, we used to go to Austin City Limits Music Festival.
Yeah, feeling the sun, being out. Yeah, it was just so fun.
Yeah, so we're...
Carefreeness.
We are definitely a part of like a girl gang, like a group of girlfriends, but... you know, in the groups, you have your little sub-friendships.
Right.
And me and Lindsay have always had a very special sub-friendship that was based solely in spirituality, I think.
For sure.
Not solely, but, like, initially.
But I think that's, like, where we... That's the level, like, we connect on. Like, that's, like, a difference. Like, in all of the girls, like, we love everybody.
Yeah.
But that's, like, our common ground. Like, the most common ground that...
Definitely. And
we're the same weird.
Yeah, the same weird. That's what we were saying earlier. And it's just like, I don't know. Like I was telling Lindsay, I have no one on the planet I relate to on certain things like I relate to you with. And we've always been
Hello, pause.
We are both Cancers.
Hey.
To start off with.
Yeah.
What's your moon?
My moon is Pisces. I'm pretty sure my moon is Pisces, and my moon is Pisces, my rising is Scorpio, so I'm all water.
Oh, yeah.
I'm pretty sure moon is Pisces and water is Scorpio.
Yes.
Okay. I mean, rising, I said water, but rising is Scorpio, so.
Yeah.
We just have this, like, deep, like, we both like to go really deep and talk about God and spirituality.
Yes, and we're both very, sensitive in the sense of like we feel our emotions. We criers. Like we
feel our emotions. Is that a thing?
Yeah, we do.
No, we do.
No, that's a thing. Like most people, as in we feel them, we process them, we go through them. We appreciate them. Yes, we appreciate
them. We like talking about them. Not every single one of my friends totally like loves emotions. Like it's like a little like side comment. And then you're like, okay, well, we did the hard stuff. And that's okay. Like, there's a spot for those friendships. Like, let me just say. Like, if every friendship was, like, super deep and...
Yeah, then it would be too much.
Yeah, it would be too much. Yeah, you would drown in the emotions. Like, you would drown. We need, like, we're very water. Yeah, like, we need other
things.
We need
a little air and land to land on sometimes.
That's right.
Yeah, I like how you put that, though, that we like talking about it. And that's true, because, like, I'll have friends, I'll be like, oh, you're sad right now? You have to listen to this song. You have to listen to, and they're like, I don't want to listen to a sad song. I don't want to. I'm like, you don't, how not? Like, what do you mean you don't want to listen to a sad song? Like, how can you be sad and not listen to a sad song to get through it? Like, how can you not, you know, that's just like, so I feel like we're both like, yeah, like if I'm like, oh, you want to, you should watch this. It's like super intense. And you're like, yeah, of course. Yeah, I'll do that. There's no like, no, that's too much. Like, and then of course we like love true crime. Uh-huh. We just are so...
The similarities that we have, it's weird. Yeah. Like true crime, mm-hmm. deep spirituality, but neither of us are connected to the religion of our youth anymore in a major way. I feel like is it safe for me to say that for you?
I'm still there, but I'm like there and other stuff too. Gotcha. I'm like still, but I don't take it as literal, but I still, yeah. Like, I'm still connected to it, but I never was, like, fully connected to it. Like, I never took it literal to begin with.
Right. We're not, like, actively maybe participating in that church. I'm not, like, against it.
Yeah,
I'm totally not against it. Like, and I appreciate the roots that where I, like, came from, I guess.
Yeah, I guess what you said was fair to say, because we were in church every Sunday, and now, like, I am not in church every Sunday, which... my dad ain't happy about, but you know.
Right?
I'm like,
JoJo is not happy.
I live in New York City though, and I had to like tell my dad. I'm like, Daddy, it is different up there. There's not like,
yeah.
It's not like down here you can find a, you know, like it's just different. Like you don't, it's not on your mind every day in that way. Like in the South, even if somebody's not a believer, their life is still influenced by religion every day, or like they're around religion every day, even if they're not religious. In New York, it's not like that.
Well, especially being a part, like I'm a part of a small town community and I work in a public school, and a lot of the teachers there are very religious. Like they have a spiritual connection, usually, typically in the Christian faith, but not always. But yeah, it's definitely, I can relate to what Sarah just said, like in the small town way, like it's a part of the small townness. Yeah. I'm in a different small town than the one we went to church in, but still.
I think, you know, after quarantine and stuff, like our connection to our spirituality is just almost even more important now, because there was a lot of times through, you know, pandemic and stuff, that's like all we had or what kept us going or like the one thing we can control or put effort into. So it's just on my mind a lot. I mean, it's always on my mind, but I just thought now is a good time to like discuss it and talk about it. And, you know, I was like, okay, how do we structure this? What are we doing? And so we just figured out, I just figured I would have Lindsay speak on 3 points on spirituality. And we want to do our disclaimer. We're not experts.
No, we're not.
But I think that's why this podcast is important, because like, we're just normal, regular, schmegular people. But,
with real stories though.
Yeah, exactly. Like just because I don't have a degree, or because I didn't go to fancy school, but you know, just because I'm not like, I don't like when they putting spirituality or things like this on an inaccessible place or an inaccessible way, or like,
yes,
because we're all a part of it and like we all have a valid contribution to it and we all have a valid opinion about it. But,
and I, if I can, like a lot of our talks before doing this podcast were about how organized religion, I feel like that's the major thing organized religion has taken away from people, is thinking like you mm-hmm. need a certain degree to be closer to God. You need a certain life path to be closer to God. And like, hopefully with the pandemic, maybe like a benefit of it has been that God is here. Like you can access God. I'm saying God a lot. Wow. I'm usually not as comfortable saying it, but you can access it. You can access your connection to the divine.
Yeah.
However you want to, name that, you can access it in your own home, in your own like practices every day.
Yeah. Like speaking on like, and access it in your own way too. Like, that's like for me, Jesus. Like, yeah, nowadays I'm like, okay, I'm not necessarily sure that, you know, the Bible was a literal text to be taken, or all the things that Jesus did in the Bible were literal things. But I had a good, positive Christian upbringing, and I like the teachings of Jesus. Jesus is a cool guy. He feels comfortable and safe to me. So some days it is Jesus that I talk to and refer to.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I still, Jesus is still a very much a part of my life and what I identify the universe and God as. Like, Jesus is still, like, I talk to Jesus in my, like, readings, like tarot readings when I'm, like, doing spreads. But,
yeah. Jesus in tarot?
Yeah.
What?
Which somebody's like, I don't think that's so how it cool. works. I'm like, no, it works however you want. Or if I'm doing a reading for a Christian friend who feels like weird about it, I'm like, okay, we can just pray to Jesus. Like, I talk to Jesus in my readings. So,
that's
you
so know, cool.
so like, I think it's not necessarily I don't believe what I believe before. I just believe more. Mm-hmm. It's just more is, for me, more is just added on to it. But it's all the same thing. Like, Jesus or God, the literal Jesus or God, I was thinking, you know, when I was like 13 or 12, is that spirit that is still here. I don't know. It's just always been easy for me. Like, God, the spirituality thing has always been easy for me to believe and accept and adapt and flow. You know what I mean? Like,
that's
I never...
That's a cancer.
Yeah. Like, I'm just like, oh, I'm changing how I feel. Okay, well, that's cool. It's always been a easy thing for me.
Well, and it's so great. You taught... This might be a little of a digression. I'm not sure, but you talked about being 13 and 14. And, like, a 13 and 14-year-old teenage girl as a cancer, like, you get the worst messages about yeah. being a cancer
yep.
as a teenage girl. Like, you're emotional, you're moody.
Too sensitive. Yeah.
And now look at us, like, making a podcast about how there's gifts. In
yeah,
that.
It's like our superpowers for sure.
It is a superpower. And it's also, yeah, there's definitely a dark side, a shadow side to it.
For sure. But times like this, when people are questioning everything and falling apart and they didn't ever have anything, this is our time to shine almost.
Right?
You know what I mean? It's like, oh, we're prepared for this. We have all these gifts,
tools.
All these, yeah.
I did. Yeah. I really was. In yeah. a weird way, I was prepared for the pandemic. Like, I was ready. So, yeah, my 3 points on spirituality.
Yeah, let's get into it.
Let's do it. Because I'm glad we're bringing up the pandemic. Because, man, it was a trauma. But, you know,
yeah.
a lot of positive things for me in my life have come out of trauma. And that's one thing Sarah and I talk about is some of the trauma we've experienced growing up. Maybe different things that have happened or different miracles we've seen happen.
You know what? I'm so sorry. Another thing that we like bond over that is at our foundation is lives, childhoods, live being affected by drug use or addiction. Yeah. Like the home being completely transformed and shaken, you know, which I feel like in my life isn't necessarily always acknowledged because it seems so long ago and it seems like a short time, but it really changed everything. But we yeah. both share that. Like,
we both share that foundation. Like, yeah. that it's hard to say it's a foundation, but
yeah.
it's a shape. It forms who you are. And, like, if you've experienced that, like, my heart goes out to you because it can feel like a lonely place to be. But I think me and Sarah, like, have bonded over trying to heal from that mm-hmm. and trying to realize, like, no, it was what it was, and we don't hate our parents for it or anything anything like that. But it's like we're growing from it and we're learning that. I think that's why our spirituality is so deep, though, because
yeah.
we went through such, like, maybe some difficult times growing up, and we saw that, like, we made it out, you know,
yeah.
like, and to me, that feels like a miracle, to
yeah,
me.
Yeah, definitely.
Maybe for somebody else who's not spiritual, it would feel different, but, so 3 points on spirituality, I'm glad you brought that up. The pandemic, so during the pandemic, like, everything shut down, right? Like, your day-to-day life is just, like, woo, but, I have been following, I have to give a shout out to my teachers. That's kind of my first point to, like, make a note of, is that I've been guided by other humans in my spirituality.
Mm-hmm.
So my teacher, Mary Nicosia, she's somebody I've followed from when I was a social worker at Austin. And she's moved around, but then she ended up doing different things on Zoom. So I had actually been Zooming spirituality stuff,
yeah.
like doing energetic work and everything before the pandemic hit.
Oh, nice.
Uh-huh.
You were really set up.
I know. It's kind of weird. Like, I had that's because of who she, Mary Nicosia, is. She's a master level acupuncturist and is now teaching the tarot and astrology. And so because of who she is, like, there just wasn't a flavor I could find that that was, like, what she brought me. So I just kind of followed her, like, where she went. And sometimes that had to be via phone or Zoom. And then her teacher and another teacher that I've learned a lot from and really respect is Heather Ashimara. She is an author of Warrior Goddess Training and... the other book is, well, she's written a lot of books, but two of the main ones, there's Warrior Goddess Training and The Warrior Heart Practice, her most recent book.
You introduced me to that book. And on my way here, I was like looking for something and I came across, like, I have it on my bookshelf and I saw it and I was like, I need to find a girl to give this book to. Like, I need to find, you know, you passed it to me, so I really need to find someone to pass it to as well. But
yeah, cool.
I had that thought like right before I left on Sunday.
Passing on the message.
Yeah.
So I'm glad you said that, because Heather Ashimara wrote that book after like over a 20-year apprenticeship with Don Miguel Ruiz, the mm-hmm. author of The Four Agreements. And so their lineage is really based, well, Don Miguel Ruiz is a Toltec lineage based in like Central Mexico, a group of people based out of Central Mexico. Again, not an expert. Please, you know, let us know any corrections as you hear this.
Yeah.
Not trying to be an expert in the field. Just what...
Just passionate people and enthusiasts.
Yeah. And like doing some of what these
yeah.
awesome humans have told me to do and incorporating some of the practices into my life has like lessened my anxiety,
mm-hmm.
lessened my stress level, brought me closer to meaning and purpose in my life.
Yeah.
So all of it. So again, Don Miguel Ruiz, author of The Four Agreements. So I actually went on like a trip to the Teotihuacan pyramids led by Heather Ashimara. And so, yeah, like I said, she's based in Toltec lineage. A lot of her practices are based in that lineage, and then also European shamanism. So she herself is a descendant of Europeans. And then, of course, Don Miguel Ruiz is a descendant of Mexican and, Mexican immigrants. Am I saying that? Yeah. I hope I'm saying that right. Okay. Anyhow. And so, so definitely the first point is to find the teachers that you really identify with. I looked a lot... in college, I kind of went down a path, like, I got into some really dogmatic Christianity,
mm-hmm.
some really, like, by the Bible Christianity,
yeah.
and it just wasn't the right flavor for me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't look back at that group of people and think ill of them. I just think that wasn't the right fit for a group for me, because I think the elements that were missing was this connection to earth and earth-based spirituality.
Yeah.
And what me and Sarah have talked about a whole lot is the way that organized religion has kind of said, like, that stuff is evil.
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah.
Paganism is
yeah.
in the Bible as something that's evil and of the devil. And I just personally, through this work, through a lot of gentleness, like, don't believe that anymore.
Yeah.
It doesn't help me to think my natural inclination to be empathetic and
yeah.
intuitive is evil.
Right. Yeah, it's a good way to put it. Yeah.
Like, some of the things that I just feel like I know or feel really important to me are unexplainable. And
mm-hmm.
I don't think that I should feel that that's evil
yeah.
anymore.
Especially when it's been there so long. Like, when you've always been that way.
Mm-hmm.
Like, from childhood. That's like, it's not... Yeah, like, it's like who you are, and it's not wrong because it's so pure because it's always been there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So pure. It's always been there. And this idea of a priest as the only expert, like,
right.
My teachers have tried to empower me as the expert in my own life.
Yeah.
Not to take away from God as who God is. It actually has a lot of surrender in that.
Right.
It's my responsibility to surrender to the flow of the universe, like, to God's will in my life. That's what's in my court, but there's not a lot else in my control.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's hard to learn.
But when you get that controlled, everything else is controlled. Like, everything falls into place once you get that, like, soundness and foundation going. Everything else is like, all right, I'm prepared. Like, everything else, like, the worldly stuff is like, you take it as it comes and you can handle it. But, like, once you get that strong foundation, ooh, buddy. That's why it's like the older we get and the more sound we get in it, people shake us so much less. It's like, oh, bitch, I wish you would. Like, you trying to disturb my peace? You are so insignificant on this journey. Like, you, just little things. And that's why I'm like, for me, my thing has been like, when I can get to where I feel that way about like the stress of money and work, once I know my powers and like my truth and get the confidence and everything to like, it's like, yo, this is like nothing. Like, yeah.
Yeah, we, like, I'm glad Sarah said that, like, some of her current struggle, like, some of my current struggle, like, I have by no means arrived at a certain spiritual place, and I think that's the funny thing, being able, like, I used to look at my spiritual teachers as, like, these enlightened, they are definitely enlightened beings, like, communicating with the divine, and I think it's something that I get to attain to based on my choices every day.
Right.
So they've done that. They're spiritual beings, like spiritual leaders and teachers, because they've done that work to do be that.
Yeah.
And it's not work that's not available to me.
Yeah. I was going to say, I know you have said several times, and we said we're not experts, but kind of are experts. But also, Lindsay...
I don't want to down-talk myself.
Yeah,
either.
I mean, but also, Lindsay, like, you really put in respect with your research and, like, the things you do. And, like, if you're, like, talking about something spiritual or something, it's not just something you saw. It's something you read about. Some, you know what I mean? So, like, you really do it respectfully. I feel like...
Thank you.
You do. And then, especially, I feel like it's worth saying, like... I know we shouldn't be like, we don't look, we shouldn't be giving white people kudos for doing good, but Lindsay has, I have always just like given, I've always done that for Lindsay because like it has always impressed me, but that's because it comes from.
Sarah was very patient with me though.
It comes, but yeah, but
she taught me a lot too.
But I didn't have, but I already had a lot to work with, you know what I mean? Like you really.
But I think I was just made that, like, it.
Yeah.
I, for some reason, like, again, by the grace of God. Like, I don't mean to say, like, oh, I'm like, an enlightened, like, white person. Like,
it's just how you are.
I just don't know.
Yeah, like, I mean.
I'm a feeler, so maybe it's that's part of it.
Before people were using white privilege and, like, and then using it correctly. But, you know, but before people were exploring that idea, you were diving into that. And you were very young diving into that. And that really impressed me. You know what it was? I love you and you're like my friend and I really respected it.
Aww, that's
it's
so sweet.
Because like I'm trying to be very careful because I don't want to be like
Yay.
Uncle Tom. Like, oh, you're a good white person. But like, you're a good white person. But that's just, I just want you guys to know like when Lindsay talks about all these things. Like, she has put the work in and studied
honestly,
it. And
honestly, I appreciate you saying that, and not that I need, what's it called?
That's me giving that to you as a friend.
Right,
as
a friend.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's like, just... not, like, as, like... So, it. I think because of where my spirituality comes from now,
mm-hmm.
and because it does come, like, part of it is from a culture of color. Like,
yeah.
Part of it is, like, Native Indigenous to Mexico. I do... have this fear that I'm like appropriating, and so like when I'm visiting Teotihuacan, I'm
right.
visiting the pyramids, I'm very like aware of like I'm like an outsider coming
yeah.
in, and so I don't know, I don't have it right all the time, and like the thing about it is though there's this deeper truth for me, there's this deeper that's so weird, but there's this deeper like I'm trying to respect it, I'm trying
yeah.
to respect the places I came from. It's probably not all perfect. I'm sure there'll be people mad either way.
Yeah.
But to bring it to the present, like going to the pyramids, like studying under Heather Ash, like her leading us there. We stayed at this like sweet place called like the Dreaming House. Going there brought like the spiritual into the physical realm in a way.
Mm-hmm.
Because it is said, well, wait, let me start over. Where was I?
talking about
it really like Teotihuacan, like going there helped bring the spiritual into the physical for me. Yeah. Because it was like real places, and the stories that had been passed down from humans and humans, and the stories that had survived the colonization, mm-hmm. of like Europeans colonizing Mexico, was that of these are places people came to talk about the stuff Sarah and I are talking about, yeah. to pass on these stories, to get closer with the divine,
yeah.
to heal from your wounds, so like there was like a chamber we went to and like healed our wounds, like, and like cried and like, mm-hmm. were held by each other, and that just doesn't happen.
Yeah,
that does. Well, that's, yeah. never happened in my church growing up, really, but yeah. you know, yeah, so but there was still God there.
Yeah.
Not dissing that church where I grew up, but there was no like deep cathartic
mm-hmm.
healing, like mourning, like, yeah. what we've lost, like where we came from, and then like moving beyond that and living in today.
Yeah.
But one way, point two, I think sometimes I get down rabbit holes and then you just bring yourself back.
This is perfect.
We're having fun.
Yeah. If you're curious, this is the time that's happening.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, cool. We're having fun. Like, that's what I need to remember. That's like, we're having fucking fun.
Killing it. Like, I'm over here like, I couldn't have planned this better. Like, I got an expert on my podcast now. This is what I've been waiting for, though. Like, something like where I could feel like, this is amazing. This is awesome.
Oh my God, this is so special for me.
You're kind of a fucking boss, man. Like, you're really like.
This is so special.
You sound like real smart.
Oh my God. Like, thank you.
But we always need to be reminded. We always need to be reminded of our gifts and talents and like.
Thanks.
That we're like. Cool and awesome, and like I'm just, that's why I love coming home to y'all, though, because
right.
we are very good at saying everything, affirmations, gifts,
that,
like, we're very good
meeting
at loving
each other, loving each other, meeting each other where we're at, and lifting each other up, and
yeah.
like it's like a good, it's almost like a family reunion.
Absolutely.
where you're kind of like Sarah, that's what I feel like Sarah's trips home,
yeah.
trips home are, is like a check-in. Okay,
yeah.
I'm progressing from where I was,
yes.
the last time she visited. I'm not perfect yet, but I'm in a different place.
Yeah, I feel like, I spend my whole life looking forward to, like, my trips home. Like, my whole year is spent, like, on my trips home. But, you know, like, because we're just those, we're like, I love you friends. Like, we don't fucking care about being mushy. We have
right.
no, like,
I've already
that's
cried
too
in
much.
Her,
that's
I've
weird.
Already cried in Sarah Luke's arms today.
Yeah, like... Ugh, but, like, that's just...
And it was necessary.
And to have friends who, like, can be that, like, there's no... You can just say... where everything is said is, like, ugh. It's just, like, so affirming. Positive. Love.
Yes, yes. So, point two, if there is any points to spirituality, which we could get into a whole rabbit hole on that. So point one was definitely find teachers that mesh with who you believe like you are inside. And my teachers always brought me back to myself rather than some religion or dogma or way of life. Like, they were like, here's the tools that have helped me.
Yeah.
You choose what works for you. That's what I found in a good teacher, if I could like wrap it up in a tiny little bow. And one tool that they taught me that works for me is having an altar. But really beyond that, like, an altar is bringing it into the physical realm.
Mm-hmm.
Bringing my, like, using what's in this physical realm and bringing it here. So look at church. Mm-hmm. Again, like, to bring it back to our root, like, how we grew up and how the church even has an altar.
Yeah.
And it often represents the elements of the earth. Oftentimes there's candles. Oftentimes there's flowers representing earth. Or gold. Oftentimes at Christmas, our religion that we grew up in uses incense, myrrh,
mm-hmm.
to clear the air, to smell, to bring your senses, your earthly senses, into the spiritual.
Yeah.
To like mesh the two.
Yeah, and because like they do the frankincense and stuff too, like as a reminder of, you know, like at Jesus's birth, and so it's like a. That sensory connection, yeah.
Right, that sensory connection. Yeah, that was one of the things that the wise men brought. I feel like it's appropriate here that I just get to say my little thing. Who are the most three famous astrologers?
Yes, please tell them that.
The three wise men. They followed the stars to get to Jesus, y'all. Like, they followed the alchemy written in the sky. Yeah. And that's all astrologers do. But that's a whole nother podcast on astrology. And,
yeah, it is. And the, soon come.
Yeah. And actually, I don't even know. Like, somebody could say that the three wise men weren't astrologers. I didn't even read that. That's just going off of the story of Jesus.
Yeah.
And them following the stars. I just think that's cool. But, yeah, so they brought... Well, yeah, what did the three wise men... They brought physical gifts to Jesus.
Yeah,
and I just think that the religion... Like, one thing that's sad about... like, I grew up in religion, and I also grew up with, like, crippling anxiety, panic attacks, all these things, like, you don't want your kids to have to go through, but you... Like, no matter what you did, you still go through them. But I think I believe that there's a way to... Maybe cure those things through the physical or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's part of my, like, healing journey.
Yes.
So I've, again, gone to a rabbit hole. Thank you for for this. I don't know. Anyway, so, like, I guess what I'm trying to say is in church, we're comfortable going to an altar on Sundays, going up, kneeling. Like, our culture got real comfortable with that in a lot of ways. And yet, somehow it was translated to us that that is witchy if brought into a home.
Right.
And that was, like, of the devil in a home. But in these structures in the middle of our town, it's okay. Like, why? Like, who made that rule?
Right.
Shout out to my boss. She always says that. But, like, yeah, who made that rule?
Yeah.
And so, at first... the thought of having an altar in my home, like, it was really disconnecting, and it felt like, well, I'm not going to do that thing, like, that religion where I was brought up in. Like, I can't do that thing that didn't bring me a lot of joy. Like, I can't say an altar was the first thing that connected me spiritually.
Mm-hmm.
You know what was, though? Dancing to Taylor Swift, Shake It Off.
Yeah.
Like, that's a physical way. Like, shake off that bad energy. Like, shake it off.
I like to sing to, like, ground myself till I feel like connected and spiritual, and like if I'm having like a really bad day, super bad anxiety, putting on music and singing with it like helps a lot, and I'm just now fully realizing how much it helps. Or dancing, when you put on like some like Megan Thee Stallion or something and you rap it out and dance it, and Cardi B, like, oh my god, you feel like you feel so light and happy and like present and alive.
Man, I'm glad you said Cardi B, because
I love Cardi B.
That song, Knock Me Down 9 Times, Get Up
10. Yes, Get Up 10. Yeah.
Like, hello.
Yeah.
Again.
They gave a bitch two options. Acting or lose. Like, podcasting or lose.
Used to dance in the club right across from the school. I said dance, not fuck. Don't get it confused.
Had the record strike. Had the record strike. Bitches love to assume.
Knock Me Down 9 Times, Get Up 10. That's all I'm saying. Like, that got me through some hard things.
Me too.
And that helped, like, okay, again, bringing it back to spirituality, I've always felt like hip hop in a way was
absolutely,
and I don't have enough teaching in that realm to go into it and feel like I'm not, like, but I'm really not trying to culturally appropriate in that realm. Like, I really do feel like it was like a physical manifestation of pain and struggle brought into the present.
Yes, absolutely.
Like fuck it all.
Yeah.
But that song, that specific song, brought me through some hard times and helped me to get let go of other people's opinions of me.
Yeah.
And, like, I know not everybody... that, but, again, that's another thing we connect on.
Yeah.
Because that's just a weird...
We love obscene rap music, too, together. Oh, I thought somebody walked in the damn house.
Not just my nutty dogs.
We love you, Cardi B. Cardi B, please come be on Real Good with Sarah Luke.
Please.
One day Cardi B will be on here, y'all.
One day. I bet she's our kind of weird.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
Yes.
She's definitely witchy.
Yeah,
sorry.
For sure.
Not to put that in your... But I hope you are.
She's Dominican.
I think
she's Dominican. She's witchy. Every Dominican I know is a witch, and that is a big compliment.
That is a compliment. We use witch as a compliment.
Dearest women in my life are Dominican. Y'all know who y'all are.
Oh, yeah. We use witch as a compliment on this this podcast. A real good. So, yeah, an altar can bring it to the physical realm. like the four elements. That's very physical. So the four elements, keep it super simple. Fire. We have candles burning now. Fire to help cleanse or burn away things no longer needed. Water, again, can be a cleansing tool, but also like just thinking of the properties of water, letting it flow. We're going with the stream. Water, if it's too still for too long, it collects bacteria. So you could just use different properties to like learn things and how it connects to you physically. We also have represented the physical. So I have like a stone, and that physical is like the grounding. You're thinking of like trees with roots in the ground, being really fully present. And then the air, and that is represented by one of my first magical tools I ever bought. Being just like, yeah, what was it's called an athame, and it looks like a knife, but or like maybe a letter opener. But an athame, a lot of traditions use it to cut cords. And so cords are just energetic connections. And some traditions, like the ones that I guess I'm part of, believe that any type of cord is actually a weight holding you down. And so to be fully embodied and like fully connected to the divine, you want to cut those cords as they're ready to go, as they're ready to be cut and honored and like thanked for what they gave you. But that's like another, I think I kind of went down a rabbit hole with that. All I was talking about, the athame, what it represents is air. And the air element, like, really is why we're able to do this podcast. Like, we're talking. That's part of the air element, our mental bodies. And so, yeah. So that air, fire, water. And then, like, of course, the big one that's in the middle of all that is God. Like, the spiritual.
Yeah.
And again, that's another thing that religion used, the cross that we all know so well.
Yeah.
Like, is, like, a very ancient symbol. And it's like the cross of matter. And so the four arms on it represent the four elements, and like where they intersect is the physical realm. That's where we are. So yay for the physical.
Yes.
And Cardi B.
And Cardi B.
But really, dance, I guess I did bring up dance because before my teacher, Mary Nicosia, I had an altar going and it was all like there and set up in my room. And she was like, is that bringing you joy? Like, are you feeling great about that? I was like, no. She was like, then dance. And I was like, okay. Like,
I always associate you with dance and like happy. Like any trip we go on, you know, like Lindsay loves to dance. But not only that, like Lindsay's really free. Always dancing. Like I am somebody who like I have to be feeling super confident to dance. I cannot dance on will. Like it's a big thing for me that I hope to one day, like it's a whole complex, but I'm, you know, I'm a big girl. There's a lot of things behind body related things, but Lindsay just is so free and we just have so many fucking funny memories dancing. Like, but I always think about dancing when I think about, you know, it's just something I very closely associate you with, and the joy. Aww, and just
that makes me happy.
Hilarious times.
That makes you feel good as a human to be associated with like joy and dancing. And yeah, there is a lot of good dance memories in there. And like,
yeah,
so good. So good. Which
real
brings,
good.
Real good. Oh my God, look at that. And so which brings me to the third point on spirituality, because there's only three. Like, really, No, I'm joking.
Yeah, that's it.
That's it.
Everything there is to know.
There's three, and then whatever you know to be true, like, just throw it out, because everything that I'm saying is right. Jokes. Jokes on jokes. Because...
Cut that out.
Edit. Rewind. Can we rewind this? Mm-hmm. Is this like permanent?
No, I'm just joking. Yes. Oh, we're live.
We did a live. Actually, this would be pretty epic as a live.
Yeah.
Okay. But the third point is like friends, like your inner circle, your confidants, the people you can bounce ideas off with. Cause I can get, like I said, like that water to keep it moving. Like I can get really stagnant in myself and in my spiritual practices, and dust collects on my shelves, and it just helps. No, it doesn't help. It it is necessary to mm-hmm. be in community, to be talking about these things. And also, like, we talked a little bit about addiction. I won't go into it a whole lot because it's a whole nother podcast. But if you're from a family affected by addiction, like, you learn don't talk, don't trust, don't feel. And so I so often can get into this place of, like, no one knows what I'm going through. Mm-hmm. I can't talk about it.
Right, right.
Don't feel your feelings. Yeah. Like, and, like, with Sarah coming here and visiting and asking to about, like, she, like, we've broken all those rules. We've yeah. talked, we trust each other, mm-hmm. and we're feeling our emotions because, like, we're showing, like, the realness, like, the... And I'm a person, I hate being negative. I hate, like, I feel like I'm bringing down the party when I'm talking about
yeah.
deep stuff. But you just have to find yeah. those people you can...
I love when somebody talks about that stuff. Because I love that... I know one of my gifts I was given by God was to, like, people to feel like I'm a space that they can, like, talk openly. Which, like, I do... I don't know. I feel I like to think of myself as like a sounding board for anything, and I don't judge, especially emotions. But you know, like, people open up
That's
to me.
True.
People find themselves able to open up to me about anything, really. And so when somebody's like, "Oh, I'm so sorry, I'm emotional," I'm like, "Nah, I love that shit. I love that, like, because it's just like it's my thing. Let me do my thing. I like being able to do my thing, and I like." But I think it's a natural reaction to be like, I'm so sorry, that's too much. But yeah, I just love that I can be that, help you be that for you. I love that.
I love that you can too.
Yeah, yeah. It's just like very safe and home. I feel like we're very safe with each other.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. We don't hold nothing back. The good, the bad, the ugly.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, so the 3 points, like, finding a good teacher, your good teacher, my advice, take it or leave it,
mm-hmm.
but is a good teacher will help you come back home to yourself and tell you, do what helps you. Like, you're essentially, like, the author of your life.
Yeah.
You're the expert in your own, that's true. You are the expert yeah. of your own life.
Yeah. I was going to say that, like, you are a very, like, your spirituality is half like intuition and what you feel, and then it's also very like backed by like
yeah.
you study it, you know, you and like mine is very much like feel it out and feel it through, like, you know, it's just very like
yeah y'all like well that's in my chart
yeah
like I have a lot of I have I think my son is in my ninth house or and which is like career and
yeah.
higher well y'all astrologers out there, go ahead and correct me, because but I do have a lot of things in like higher learning, so I'm always interested in that. But Sarah comes by this like very intuitively,
yes,
and I just
yes.
find a lot of like that's so awesome and calming to me and grounding to me.
Yeah,
she's just so sure, and sometimes I get lost. So I do even spiritually, like sometimes I get lost, and I'm like, wait, what is God real? I don't
yeah.
know. And then I also have this thing where I feel bad about a lot of things.
Right.
Like, I'm a perfectionist.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, like, if I make a mistake, I feel like God's abandoned me. But, honestly,
yeah.
that's the God of the old world. That's the God
yeah,
of,
yeah.
like,
yeah.
that's the...
Exactly.
That's the God of just, like, that dogmatic religion. That,
yeah.
you know, that conquering, that...
Yes.
Colonization.
Mm-hmm.
Fear, and if you do wrong, you'll be cast out, and...
Yeah.
But so I'm relearning who
yeah.
who God is, and this is the way I've found to
yeah.
relearn it.
That's awesome. And yeah, I bring up that I am very laid back and intuitive with it just to remind you guys like that there is no right way.
Right.
There it is very easy to feel dumb or feel like, well, I don't really know what I'm talking about. I'm just talking about like what I feel, but it's all right. Because we're not talking about facts, or we're not talking about statistics. We're talking about you got to put the feeling back in spirituality and put the you like I like how you say how they bring it back to you, because like it's got to be about you and it's got to be a way that you connect. It's like you know, when you're learning like the tarot cards and stuff, like when you first start, you're like, okay, I have to do it. How do I do this? How's the way I do it? And then like you eventually learn however way is right for you is what's right, because it has to be something that you feel and connect to. So it's got to be true. And like a bitch like me, like I'm real laid back and I don't know how to describe myself with it, but I really think it just comes down to it's like in me, and I just right. like follow it and
so awesome.
Listen to it. But I didn't really realize until recently that you were making me feel really good about it, because I didn't realize that it was like a, not that I didn't realize it was a good thing, but you're making me realize how powerful it is and how like I didn't realize not everybody has it that easy or has it that way.
And the other thing I want to point out here, that is something that you've always come to the table with, is like you're okay with the occult, like you're interested in God,
yeah,
possibly being woman, possibly being man, like not like you're, I don't know what kind of messages I got or
right.
what happened along the way, but like I was very much against the occult, like
yeah.
And so even like my teachers had to tread so lightly and
yeah,
like,
yeah.
with such care introducing me to things like the tarot and mm-hmm. astrology. Like they did it in such a way that was like just like, if this works for you, it works for you. If
yeah.
it doesn't, it doesn't.
Yeah.
But I mean, you're like that anyways. You
yeah.
can never force anybody
right.
to be like, no, you need to stop believing that dogmatic way and
yeah.
believe this way. So I don't know. I just think, yeah, it. I just needed a gentleness, a gentle approach
yeah.
to living.
I think, and once you realize it's all a part of it, is the big, so like it's not just one thing,
wow.
it's everything. I feel like there's a Beatles lyric for this. What is it? It's like within me with that. I can't remember it right now, but there's
I remember a May Erlewine lyric that I sang earlier.
Yeah.
Never one thing.
Yeah. It's like that same, you know, like spirituality and science go together. Everything goes, it's all everything. And so like, yeah, I think astrology is fun and cool and everything is like, because we're all like a creation, you know, God gave us all this energy and talent and all that. So it's all cool. That's why I love Halloween. Like Halloween's
oh,
so fun
Halloween.
And joyful. And like, thank God my mom never was like,
right.
My mom was right there with us dressing up. She never was like, that's evil. But I just think that God is so much bigger than what they limit it to. So
mm-hmm.
everything is a part of it,
mm-hmm.
including, you know, true crime podcasts and Cardi
Life.
B and reading my horoscope in the magazines. Like it's all a part of it because
uh-huh.
it's how I feel good and I feel connected and I feel like something is bigger and I feel like I'm not alone.
Yeah.
So as long as I'm feeling that, it's right. As long as it's not like a heroin induced feeling or, you know, like a, or like an abusive drug induced feeling that I'm feeling.
Or like
as long as I'm like feeling, or I'm not hurting somebody.
Yeah. That's
yeah.
what I was going to say too. Like,
yeah, let's rephrase that. As long
well,
as it's not like a harmful or like I'm hurting someone or it's like a, you know, it's like it's all good. It's like if I believe it, it's real for me.
Yeah. I think I'm so happy to be talking about this. Thank
yeah.
you so much.
You're
like,
welcome.
This is like so awesome.
Well, thank you. You answered immediately when I was like, let's talk about this. You're like, yes. It's like perfect.
Who's secretly been waiting for Sarah Luke to invite her on her podcast for no other reason than this bitch can talk? Like, I can talk? Like, put a mic in front of me. Like, who am I?
Well, this is awesome, and this time is perfect that we talked. And, yeah, like, this is just such a fucking gift, man. I'm just so blessed to know you, and you're such a gift in my life. And thank God we have each other.
Yeah, seriously.
All right, y'all.
This is so cool.
Yeah. Thank you for being on here, Lindsay. And we have so much more to come from Lindsay because obviously she's like, just so wise. Look at how you've turned out. Like you,
who'd thunk it?
But like you just really have stayed true to like, you figuring it out and putting and working and like you ain't just here living life. You're like here living it, breaking it down, trying to make it better for other people, sharing it. You know, you're really like a really good example of just like a human being.
Thanks, girl.
Yeah, I love you.
Thanks. You're amazing. Hilarious.
Do you love me too though?
I love you. I was gonna go.
I'm a Cancer. Like, do you love me? Do you love me? Do you love me? But do you love me? Though?
She didn't say it back.
Middle child, do you love me?
I'm sorry.
I didn't mean
Sarah
to cut
Luke.
You off.
No, no, you're good. I do love you. I was going to a rather lengthy explanation of the ways in which I love you and all the gifts you bring to my life. Because one of them is definitely like keeping it light, keeping it funny, but also going deep. And you just like toe that line so beautifully. Like you just walk that line so beautifully. I've I just love your passion and commitment to like the arts and to TV. I fucking love TV. And I feel like there's a lot of people who, like, who are super spiritual or like in like, who are like, oh no, I can't watch TV. And I don't know. It's just like a fun thing to do. Like, why not be into actors and actresses? I love that about Sarah Luke. I don't know. Yeah. If
I have always prioritized keeping secular things important in my life. I will. That has always been a conscious thing. Cause I had people in my family who didn't necessarily always, you know, I got a lot of shit about it for a little while, and you know, all my love with celebrity stuff, and lots of people think it's like stupid how much I like reality TV, but like, my secular interests are like very, also very crucial to my spiritual soundness as well, like that balance and like
it's
that
just outlet. It's just an interesting like study of humans.
Yes, that's why I love reality TV. That's exactly why I love it. I mean, I think if I went back to school and I didn't act, I would be a psychology major.
Dude, that's what I'm saying, y'all. Yeah. I do want to say, like, I have my master's in social work, and I have been taking, like, a tarot class for Mary Nicosia, and I've done, like, these... Sarah Luke is just, like, this is who she is. Like, that's amazing to me. She does have a degree in a whole nother field that I'm sure she can talk about for hours.
Thought about this stuff, Lindsay. Thank you for, like, I never, like, looked at myself like that or thought about that, but, like, I kind of, like, I love that you said that. It kind of just confirms something I thought, but... Really just out here trying to fucking make it on who I am. And like, it's like really a nice reminder that like what I am is something good.
Wow. Yeah, we need to rest into our gifts more.
Yeah. And with, I think that's perfect. And with that said, like, thank you guys so much for listening to another episode of Real Good. This is probably like, no offense to everyone else I've recorded with, because every episode I do again, I'm like, this is my favorite episode. But this episode is just like a game changer. I feel like this is just like, I don't know. I've been on this creative wave and like this good energy building. And like, this is just like this today, everything we've talked about and all this makes me feel like I got good shit coming and everything is possible again.
That's right. Me too, actually. Me too. Thank you, Sarah Luke.
Thank you, Lindsay Costa.
Love you.
Love you. Bye, guys.
It's been real good.
It's been real good.